I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Senate is expected to launch debate on voting rights legislation and will try to change Senate rules to get it passed. This is not likely to go anywhere. It has no support from Republicans. It's not clear it has the support of every Democrat either. Joining us live on our line to the White House, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, so why even begin debate? Why go through with this?
You know, the question's been asked. The answer that Senate Leader Chuck Schumer has given is he wants to put everyone on the record. So this is going to be sort of a climactic moment in the Senate today, which has delayed this action because of, there was a winter storm over the last weekend. And the fact is, one of the Democratic senators that would have been needed to, get close to 50 votes had COVID last week. So they're coming back to town today at noon today. The Senate will open, and the Senate Leader Chuck Schumer is going to put the question to the Senate as to whether it should move to these two bills that have been combined into one that would do a number of things, not just combat some of the actions in Republican-controlled states to, for example, pare back the number of drop boxes for mail-in voting, but also require in every state 15 days of early voting and add to the list of federal holidays in the month of November Election Day. And on top of 2 weeks of early voting, it would also institute a number of campaign finance reforms. All these things Republicans say are unnecessary and a federal intrusion into elections that ought to be run by the states in different ways. The Democrats say that this is a response to what has happened in the country since January 6th of last year, and they argue it is essential to securing democracy at a time when it is threatened. The bottom line is, while two Democratic moderates in the Senate, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, say that they would support these ideas, they do not want to break the filibuster rule in the Senate to do so. And the fact is, if there's not bipartisan support for any measure, they argue, it should not clear the Senate, and therefore they're not going to support this particular effort to change the rules when it is likely blocked by a Republican filibuster today.
Hey, Stephen, we're also hearing that Secretary of State Tony Blinken is heading to Ukraine for talks about the Russian buildup at the border. Just briefly, where does that situation stand?
Well, the world is watching and increasingly nervous that the Russians are right on the cusp of further invading Ukraine. Remember, Russia went into Crimea back in 2014. And so the question is there anything that the Biden administration is going to be able to do with the international community to try to stop Vladimir Putin from his apparent intention to invade? A number of lawmakers from both parties were also in Ukraine to try to assure the Ukrainian government that the United States will stand with it alongside the European allies. But at the moment, the Secretary of State appears to be doing the same. We're just going to have to watch and see what happens next.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News White House correspondent, live on our line to the White House this morning.